Tomorrow, Michigan's Public Service Commission holds a special meeting, online of course, to talk about Enbridge's application to replace and relocate the Line 5 pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac. It carries light crude and natural gas. Any number of people have a stake in what's happening here, and many of them have concerns about how construction and the pipeline itself will affect underwater ecology and safety throughout the region. The Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians has been deeply involved in advocacy around Line 5. Kathleen Brosimer is Environmental Director for the tribe. Kathleen, welcome to Stateside.
Hello.
So Enbridge put in its application for this state permit several weeks ago when, shall we say, many of us were otherwise occupied?
Yes. Many of us are finding challenges in working from home, staying separated from our coworkers, and in some cases separated by an international border, in my case.
What's your take on the timing for this?
I've been told that it actually was required because of part terms of the agreement with former Governor Snyder. I'm not sure about that. I think whether or not it was required, it certainly is. Well, let me say it in the words of the chairperson of the Bay Mills Indian Community. He said, this is exactly what a comic book supervillain would do.
So tribal leaders have written a letter to the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, asking her to slow things down. Has the governor responded yet?
No, not directly to the tribal leadership, as far as I know. As of late last night, I hadn't heard of any response whatsoever. I do know that last week she was asked at her presser whether she was considering this, and her initial response was that the Eagle staff are professionals and doing a good job, and I'm sure they are, and capable of handling the basic permit application. But the part of the permit application that refers to the general public and tribal consultation was not caught up in that. And I think she probably thought better of herself there, because she then segued to that she was going to consult with the Eagle director, Liesl Clark, about this and see what Director Clark recommended that they do. But I haven't heard anything since.
What's at stake here from the tribe's perspective?
The ability to be full participants in a very involved process. The tribes have participated for a good 5 or 6 years now in trying to ensure that the waters of the Straits of Mackinac and adjacent waters of Lake Michigan and Lake Huron are protected from an oil spill from Line 5, either at the Straits or along the 90 miles of pipeline that are in the U.S. 2 corridor in the Upper Peninsula, a mile or a mile and a half from the shore of Lake Michigan. There's a lot of chance for things to go wrong there, and we have been asking and demonstrating and demanding that the lines be shut down. We would very much like to be full participants in these permit processes. There's a rack of them. There's a number of them under Eagle and Michigan DNR. There's others under the Army Corps of Engineers. And there's a major one under the Michigan Public Service Commission that is the big concern at the moment, because that's a big case. That's a contested judicial case, which will go on for about a year and will require, for us to be full participants, we will be needing to request intervener status. We will need to invest money in staff time and lawyers to follow this case and to participate and prepare testimony, and, in fact, to retain expert witnesses to prepare testimony. So it's an extensive proposition. And we want to be able to bring our best game to it. It's very important to us.
Are there specific challenges associated with the distance that we're all having to observe in the moment?
Oh, absolutely. One of the biggest challenges is that all the tribal casinos have, for the sake of their employees and their customers and the general public, have shut down. Tribal casinos are a major revenue generator for the tribes that they then invest in the social services that they provide to their members. So the health clinics that the Sioux Tribe operates. Sioux Tribe operates 7 different health clinics in the Upper Peninsula. We operate Meals on Wheels and other services for elders. We operate Head Start and other services for children and youth. A whole range of programs that are funded by the revenues from our casino operations. The casinos are shut down, naturally. It's a good thing, needed to be. But it does mean that those revenues are shut off. What a lot of people outside of the tribal community don't understand is that the small business infrastructure support programs that the federal government has brought in do not apply to casinos. So we are working, our tribal leadership are working very hard to try to get some sort of relief and help from the federal government so that we don't have to do more drastic things than what we've done. We've been working from home for a month now, and there's no end in sight to that. We're doing a call back to work on the 3rd of May if that date holds. But right now we are in a position where even trying to decide whether to put up an intervention request in this Public Service Commission hearing is a very difficult decision for tribes to make.
Are there technical or legal nuances that play out when hearings and permits are handled from a distance that are challenging?
Well, of course. I mean, it is definitely, you can read the room when you're presenting testimony. You can have your expert witnesses in the room presenting testimony. Cross-examination is an interesting phenomenon from a distance. We're all doing it now, of course. The courts continue and things have to happen. But this one doesn't. This one could wait.
Thank you so much for your time today, Ms. Brosmer. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kathleen Brosmer is Environmental Director for the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians.